For you play some fest this week. I tell you right now, there's heroes, and again, there's heroes.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, that may be a hero for staying in jail. Mind you, I never said he was.
Oh, but he is.
Well, howsomever, I guess a man can be a hero staying right by his own fireside, so to speak.
Well, of course he can. I've always said that the man at the plow is often a greater hero than the man with the gun.
Yes, and a man that stays home and keeps store might be more of a hero than a fellow that spends his time eating fried chicken in a nice, comfortable jail.
Oh, but see here, you forget that Mr. Peters is in jail for a cause.
And dagnabbit, I'm in this store for a cause, too. Cause I can't get nobody to stay here in my place.
But it's not the same thing at all.
Money grubber, money grubber. That's what folks are calling me.
I don't like it. You mustn't pay any attention to such talk.
Pretty soon they'll be saying I push little chickens in the river.
Oh, that's just human nature. Whenever the public has a hero, it must have a villain as well.
Shucks, I'm afraid it's going to hurt business.
Oh, I don't think so. Can't you see, just as many people will be anxious to help Eb as wish to do you harm.
To tell the truth, business has been pretty good. But it appears to me like more folks come in here and buy something just for the purpose of making some cutting remark than comes in here to praise Eb.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. Well, just this morning, a fella come in and he paid the bill that he'd let run for a year. Yes. Just so he could tell me he didn't want to have no more truck with me. That's what he did.
Then there are a few roses among the thorns out there.
Yes, I guess every cloud has a silver lining, as you might say.
There, that's fine. That's the spirit. All this ill feeling against you will soon blow over.
But shucks, Professor, what's everybody mad at me for?
Oh, they aren't exactly mad. They just think of Mr. Peters being locked up in jail.
And eating fried chicken, don't forget that.
But they don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, they just picture Mr. Peters up there in sackcloth and ashes, as it were.
Well, Dad burn it. If Eb can't carry out his ashes, he don't deserve no pity.
No, I didn't mean that.
Besides, it ain't cool enough for a fire, no way.
No, of course it isn't. But haven't you ever heard of the ancient martyrs wearing sackcloth?
Eb had a sack suit once, but wore out.
No, martyrs wear sackcloth and put ashes on their head.
What? You mean to tell me Eb's doing a fool thing like that?
No, of course he isn't. That is only the popular conception of his martyrdom.
Well, wait a minute here. You mean to tell me the folks at Corn Center thinks that Eb's up there in Squidsville going around a tow sack and pouring ashes over that bald spot of his'n?
Well, in a way, yes.
In other words, they think he's kind of daffy, don't they?
No, they certainly do not.
Shucks, I'd rather they think what they do of me than to think I've gone stark loony now.
But they don't.
Ooh, shucks, Professor, you just said yourself it did.
But that is only figuratively.
It's funny figuring, if you ask me.
I'm merely trying to say that the people of Corn Center look upon Mr. Peters as a martyr. And inasmuch as your spirit does not soar so high...
I'll tell you right now, my spirit's pretty sore, if they only knew it.
Inasmuch as your spirit does not soar so high, they naturally view you with suspicion.
My spirit soared low.
Oh, you don't follow me at all.
I can't follow you. You ain't gone no place yet.
Well, I was trying to cheer you up. After all, it's just as you said. Every cloud has a silver lining.
Yes, I guess so. Yes, you're right. You got to be one of those octopuses, I reckon.
No. Octopi. The plural is octopi.
Yeah, well, I'd rather pumpkin pie.
Can't you guys give a fellow a break? Shoot.
Dad, Bernard, I just begin to feel good, and you have to come in.
What's the trouble now, Jeff?
Oh, Don, I had this man Schulzenheimer lined up to work with me, and he walks out after the first gig. Don?
You mean to tell us that you're expecting the mayor of Corn Center to help you with your low comedy?
Oh, well, shoot, I just wanted him to be a straight man. You don't have to know much to be a straight man.
No, I suppose not.
But look, my public is going to expect me to be funny.
They'd burn me if that ain't expecting a lot.
Oh, shoot, why couldn't this guy go on with the act like Duke said we would?
Do you mean to say that Duke told you Mayor Schulzenheimer would help you with your act?
Mm-hmm.
It does sound kind of peculiar, don't it?
And I doubt that he said it.
Yeah. Sure he said it. Look, listen. I went up to him and I says, Look here, Mr. Duke. Why can't I get no cooperation with my comedy?
Talked right up to him, eh?
Yeah, I'll say. I hollered right at him. Look, I was afraid he might sock me if I got too close.
Well, what did Duke say?
Oh, shoot. He said to go away and don't bother him.
But I thought you said
well,
that...
Well, look, I seen he wasn't going to do nothing, so I says, please, Mr. Duke, can't you do something?
Oh, I see. You tried to wheedle.
Wheedle?
Wheedle.
Oh, he means yodel, Professor. You tried to yodel, didn't you?
Oh, shoot, I can't yodel.
You can't crack jokes either, so what's the difference?
No, you're both hopeless. You're positively hopeless. I didn't say anything about yodeling.
Well, shucks, Professor, ain't what you said about the same thing as yodeling?
No, certainly not. Wheedling is nothing at all like yodeling.
Well, shoot, how do you expect me to do what you said when I don't even know what it is?
I simply meant that you tried to persuade Duke into giving you what you term cooperation.
No, I didn't do that. I just says to him, I says, shoot, Mr. Duke, won't you give me a break?
Very well. Let's get on with it. How did you happen to get Mayor Schulzenheimer as a comedy partner?
Well, when I said that, Duke, he says, why don't you and that Heine over there do a Weber and Field act?
Well, he called the mayor a Heine, did he?
Well, I'm surprised that you know who Weber and Field are.
Oh, sure I know. They're a couple of Italian fellas. So I say...
They certainly are not.
So I says, okay, Mr. Duke.
Well, how did Mayor Schulzenheimer take to the idea?
Oh, Don, his dialect was swell. Pretty near as good as mine. But he ain't got no sense of humorous.
He ain't, eh?
Oh, shoot. I went up to him and I says, say, Heine, do you like ham? Just like that, see? Do you like ham?
Well, what'd he say to that?
Oh, he just said, no, he didn't like ham, and me least of all. Then he walks away.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Oh, darn, can't you see? That ain't the right answer. You gotta make him funny.
Well, shucks, Jeff, if the mayor won't play with you, as you might say, there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Oh, darn, no cooperation nowhere.
Oh, things will work out all right.
Oh, I know, but it sure does get Metropolis.
Well, say, how's everything coming over at the Opera House?
Oh, shoot, I guess everything's all right.
All the actors are practicing regular, I suppose?
Yeah, they're all there today.
They are, huh?
Yeah, all but four or five.
What? All but four or five? Well, Dad Burnett, I thought you said they was all there.
Oh, shoot. I'm an artist. I ain't no good at arithmetic.
Well, dagnabbit, who's some of them that's gone?
Well, Bonnie Duke, he went down to see the train come in.
Shucks, I didn't know he ever done that.
Well, you see, he wasn't sure whether Heather Hoyts would get back tonight or not, see?
Heather Hoyts? Where in tarnation is she getting back from?
Why, from where she went to, of course.
Well, where'd she go?
Oh, she went to Squidgeville. Didn't you know?
Squidgeville? What would she be doing in Squidgeville?
That's what I'd like to know. If she's got any shopping to do, she can do it right here in Corn Center.
Oh, she wasn't going to do no shopping. She ain't got no charge account over there.
Well, then what in tarnation was she doing?
She went over there to thank him.
Well, went over to thank who?
Oh, you know, her boyfriend.
But I'm sure that Mr. Winterbottom knows absolutely nothing of Miss Hoyt's personal affair.
Oh, shoot. Listen, you know her boyfriend, the one that gives her presents.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I tell you, I don't know nothing about it.
But didn't he tell you nothing about it?
I don't even know him.
Oh, shoot. He's your partner, ain't he?
What's that?
Say, what in tarnation you talking about?
About your partner. He's Heather Hoyt's boyfriend. He sent her a swell present.
Wait, you mean Ebb Peters sent her a present?
Well, sure he did. She's crazy about him.